Good morning, everyone, and welcome to A Morning with the Masters.
There it is.
How weird does that sound?
I love it.
I like it too. It has a good ring to it.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Anyways, I'm sure you guys may be noticing a few changes to our daily devotional podcast, but fear not. It is the same heart. It is the same word of God. And so we just gave it a little revamp to refresh it as we recommit ourselves to this year of devotionals where we devote ourselves to the Lord with you daily.
We're so excited, you guys.
Yes, we are so excited to kick this year off right. Mm-hmm. We're actually picking up on day one of a 6-day devotional in the Bible app. And so there's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
And the name of this devotional is called Habits.
Habits.
Which is, you know, good
fitting.
Timing. It's very fitting. Okay. Romans 6, verses 6 and 7 says this. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin.
I love that verse. The devotional says, we all want good daily habits, but instead we do things like sleep in, get to work late, get home late, yell at the kids, eat or drink, you know, just one more, and check our email in bed. So how do we start breaking bad habits and start making good habits? Isn't there just a simple 3-step plan that will set me free? Well, not really, but there is hope, and God's word is full of it. Life Church pastor Craig Groeschel says one of the biggest reasons people fail to keep good habits and break bad ones is because our distorted identity sabotages our success. This brings up the first letter in the HABITS acronym we'll use as we discover a better way to make and break habits. So the H stands for healthy identity. Often we're ready to start something new or get rid of a bad habit. We'll make a plan based on what we will do. Instead, we need to start with goals based on who our God is and who we want to be. Saying, I'm going to run a marathon, is based on what you want to do. Saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and by God's strength, I want to become a runner, is based on who God is and who you desire to become. This is an identity-based goal. We need to put who before do. Identity goals are one aspect of discovering a healthy identity. The next bit of freedom comes with digging into past hurts, lies you've believed, unforgiveness, mistakes, and life situations that may have brought you to believe in a version of yourself that may not be who God made you to be. As you discover the lies, you'll want to replace them with God's truth from His Word. A healthy identity based on what God says about you is the foundation for breaking bad habits and making good ones. For example, too many of us have believed a lie like, I'll always be this way. Well, that's an identity-based fear that needs an identity-based truth like, the Spirit of God didn't give me fear. He gave me power, love, and self-control. What are some of your identity-based lies that you can replace with God's truth?
Yeah, I think this is one of the best things that we can talk about right now is because as we all desire to change things up, new year, new me, new goals, new resolutions, new habits, new everything, I think it's so important to know that this is so closely connected to our identity and who we believe we are will determine how we walk and where we walk. And so are we believing just lies about ourselves or are we believing the truth about what God says about us? And I love this just quick example. It's one of my favorite prayers. It's the prayer of Jabez. I'm sure you guys have heard of it, but it's 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. And I just really want you to listen to this part where there's a person who's in a place where he doesn't want to be anymore, and the odds are stacked against him, and he prayed, mm-hmm. Oh Lord. And I just can't wait for you to hear this. So there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth has been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Mm. And so his identity wasn't in his earthly name, which meant pain.
Yeah.
His identity was in the God of Israel, mm-hmm. Emmanuel, God who is with him. Yeah. And it's just so powerful.
So
he
good.
Acted upon his identity in Christ, not his identity in the world.
Yeah.
And that changed his outcome.
That's so good. Get it, babe.
I love
Amen.
It.
I agree. And I love, love, love this devotional in general. And I love that it focuses more on who we're becoming in Christ than what we're doing. Even in that simple example of, I want to run a marathon. No, I want to be a runner. Like, it's more about the person you're becoming, and you're doing it through the strength of God. Because I think a lot of times we put limitations on us because we're only acting out of, well, this is how it's always been, and this is who I've always been. And we're not putting our confidence and our identity inside of who God is and who he can help us become. And so I think this was a perfect devotional to start our year off right and focus more on who we're becoming than what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, babe. I love that. You ready to pray us on out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you at the beginning of this exciting year, and we want to know, Lord, what are the habits that we need to break off in our life? And are there some deeper parts of my identity that may be leading to these habits? Lord, reveal this to us. Holy Spirit, we need your power to make these changes this year. In the powerful and perfect name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Just want to encourage you all that now is the perfect time to break out the journal, mm-hmm. to throw on some worship music, and just continue in prayer and just sit in the Lord's presence.
Yeah, I love that. And don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.